All right, moving now to healthcare and a move that could increase premiums across the state. The Trump administration says it will suspend a crucial element of the Affordable Care Act, billions of dollars in payments that stabilize health insurance markets. It's money that offsets the cost of patients with chronic illnesses and other pre-existing conditions. Now, the decision comes at a bad time for Covered California, since it's currently in the process of negotiating rates with insurers. Let's look at what this could mean for customers here with Chad Terhune. He's a senior correspondent for Kaiser Health News and California Healthline. Chad, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
All right. First, big question is why? Why is the Trump administration doing this right now?
There were two court rulings recently, one in New Mexico, one in Massachusetts. One said this risk adjustment formula, this program was flawed. The other upheld the program, so they're kind of at odds with each other. The timing is odd, though. Many experts say the Trump administration could continue on with this program, let it play out in court, but instead they came out with this announcement like, no, we're going to suspend, freeze this program right away, and that is creating a lot of the current chaos.
Was that a surprise?
Yes, that was a big surprise because, again, we're at a very critical time. Insurance companies are filing all their rates for 2019, deciding whether they even want to participate in markets in California and other states. It's a very critical time to see what's going to happen for consumers, how big the rate increase will be. And remember, the Trump administration has taken several moves to undermine the ACA or Obamacare, and this is just seen as the latest.
What's that process like, that process about having all those rates be negotiated now?
California's always been a little different. In many other states, the insurance company just files a rate increase. We think it's going to go up 10%. They have to justify it. A regulator may look at it. Here in California, there's actually much more back and forth. So Covered California, the state exchange, the marketplace where individuals sign up, they get a proposal from the insurance companies, but they really push back a lot more and try to actually negotiate a lower rate. Some years they've been pretty successful. They've kept it to 4 or 5%. More recently, it's been double-digit increases here in California.
We're talking billions of dollars here. So when it comes to billions in payments to these insurers, how much are we talking?
So nationally, it's about a $10 billion program. Okay. But so people understand, this is not taxpayer money. This is basically the federal government taking money from companies that have healthier patients and then turning around and giving it to insurance companies that signed up sicker patients.
So it's kinda money that's in the pool already.
Yeah, so it's just going from a bunch of insurance companies to another set of insurance companies, kind of to even things out, because part of the Affordable Care Act was we didn't want insurance companies running away from sicker patients. We didn't want them kind of gaming the system, only signing up the healthiest people. So this was one way, kind of a shock absorber to balance things out and make the law work.
We're talking to Chad Terhune, senior correspondent for Kaiser Health News and California Healthline. Now, the announcement on Saturday is likely to factor into all these negotiations. So let's look at a few ways this could affect consumers, starting with that rate negotiation. How could the Trump administration's announcement change things?
Well, very quickly, you had the health insurance industry, no surprise, coming out saying this is very disruptive. This is going to cause, you know, bigger premium increases, even more than maybe we were already suggesting. So instead of a 10% increase, maybe now it's 20%. We don't know. That's just starting to happen across the country. And in Covered California, they were getting ready to announce rates this month in the next week or two. So maybe that may be delayed because I think everybody now is just, how is this going to play out? We need some more time to digest this. I think that's what's happening with the companies. Same thing with California officials. So there could be a delay. And then actually when the rates come out, they could be higher. Or Covered California may push back and say, look, they've just frozen the payments. This isn't the final word. Let's just go with what we already know, and we'll revisit this later. So they also could push back and say, hey, this gloom and doom for the health insurance industry, we're not buying it. We don't need to raise rates that much. Because what insurance companies, they don't like uncertainty. They want, what is known, what's going to happen. And taking away this money, they're going to say, well, that makes us a little nervous. Let's raise rates. We need a little more cushion.
Either way, it sounds stress-inducing, Chad. If someone's dealing with stress-related issues, now is the worst time.
And again, I think it's just the succession of issues with the Trump administration. Certainly, you've had them pull back on advertising money for outreach. Remember, they've already eliminated the individual mandate for health insurance. Last year, they halted other critical subsidies for out-of-pocket payments. So again, people see a pattern here of just continuing to undermine the Affordable Care Act. And for consumers, they may suffer.
Now, Blue Shield of California has been one of the biggest recipients of these payments. They have about 250,000 members here. Could those 250,000 people potentially see big increases?
Blue Shield would definitely be one company to watch because, yeah, they've gotten hundreds of millions in this program, which, again, is perfectly fine for them to receive that money. But, yeah, they would have, you know, been expecting continued payments. And right now, these payments for 2017 have been frozen. So they might say, look, again, we need to charge more. We're not sure what's going to happen with the Trump administration. They're sending a signal here. Covered California certainly will push back and say, hey, let's wait. Let's not put the burden on everyday consumers who are already struggling to afford health care.
Now, the Affordable Care Act has proven to be pretty resilient despite efforts by the administration to try and gut it. A two-parter for you. Overall, how much could this weaken the ACA, and could it ultimately result in more people just choosing not to have insurance in California?
I think it's potentially another blow. This certainly doesn't help. It certainly creates a lot more uncertainty and stress and anxiety, all of that. And certainly the timing of it, coming here in the middle of the summer where a lot of these decisions are being made, I think that really throws everybody for a loop. But as you said, the law has been incredibly resilient. Enrollment has remained fairly steady. California has done better than most other states. So I don't see it as a fatal blow, but I think just another chipping away.
Chad Terhune, senior correspondent for Kaiser Health News and California Healthline. Chad, thank you very much.
Thank you.